Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Previously on Homeland.
Now Tariq is out of the fight.
I'm upset that I encouraged Tariq to come with me. He just strike, whipping his glaive around his back and using the momentum to do a sweep.
Blocks your blood.
For my father! For my friend!
I've never been more proud of you.
Nothing can stop us when we stand together.
Not today.
She inflicts doom on Mr. Pansong by putting a flame blade against his neck.
You came here for me, Mother. I challenge you to an Agni Kai.
Get down here, child!
Tariq and Zhang are also pretty beat up. What's going to happen to you?
I will either win or lose.
Now, Lu Ten stands between the two of you, your mother and you. You stand on one knee, bent away from each other.
I will begin my move.
Yep.
With defend and maneuver. And I also realize I retroactively should have shifted my balance as I called my mother out. I am plus one to action.
Great.
Okay. I'm better off.
Agni Kai, start!
That's how they start it, right? That's the traditional.
Yeah.
Initiate.
I would assume there's some sort of...
I'm just trying to find it.
Go!
Oh, yeah. You're looking up the... Okay.
Oh, the rules of Agni Kai.
Sean, are you, like, passed out?
He is absolutely passed out.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I don't know, Chris. I didn't just want to assume, but whether he is...
Oh, it's a gong.
Mm, great.
Okay.
That makes sense. That's a Sean problem.
We don't really have one of those.
That's all right.
Some sort of clap.
Bong.
Or, yeah. Some sort of...
Sorry, Chris. I was just asking.
Sorry, Sean.
Whether it puts him out for the rest of the scene or the combat, like how going over your balance works.
It's for the combat. It should be for the scene, but for the sake of like...
Because I've been doing it moment. As if it's for the scene.
Yeah, I think let's have you back in during the fight.
Cool.
But you won't have the ability to kind of act.
No, absolutely.
Cool. So Clove kind of heals him a little bit and kind of wakes him up.
Yeah.
Sees that he's stable and good and is kind of propping him up so they're sitting together.
Perfect. Lu Ten says, in lieu of a gong... You will hear the sound of my firebending. Begin then. You both know the rules of Agni Kai. Do not bring dishonor upon the Fire Nation tonight. He firebends a flame whip, and with a whip crack, the Agni Kai begins. Ellen, what would you like to do?
Defend and maneuver.
Great.
I rolled a 12.
Wow, good start.
Nice.
Those are some clove rolls there.
Unfortunately, my options of what to do are slim, as I don't have that many technique. I don't have any mastered techniques in this, in defend, but I do have my practiced, which I will use, my fire whip.
Great, fire whip. Great opening.
As soon as I hear the power of Luten's fire whip, I, inspired in awe, fear and awe of this mighty general, will do the same, standing my ground, whipping around, and allowing the line of my arm to send an arc of flame to impede my mother coming towards me.
Okay.
She will take, I believe...
Two fatigue, or a condition to advance on you.
Yes.
Well, it's unfortunate for her, because she is going to do exactly that. She is going to use disorientate.
Okay.
She is going to take two fatigue from your fire whip.
Yep.
Just one sec.
The ambulance has arrived.
Yeah, they're right,
ready, ready for whoever the loser is.
Yeah. They're right here.
I hope they'll let us leave after this.
Yes. She will use disorientate.
Yep.
So she is going to mark two fatigue to get past your flame whip as it licks, turns.
Mm-hmm.
And then she is going to mark a fatigue on herself to shift your balance.
Sure.
Away from center. What's it on currently?
Well, it's currently away from center. It's on plus one action.
So it goes to two action.
Two action.
Oh, she's going to unbalance you.
Not if you unbalance her first.
Mm. She does this by striking over and over again, saying, "Fight me, fight me, fight your mother. I will unmake you." There's the only two combatants, so...
Yes. Sorry, I was hoping maybe the others were doing some more conversation to give me time.
Oh, yeah, she's done a good job.
That's a bit much, isn't it?
It's a bit dramatic.
Last time my mum was like that, she was in her cups.
She's in a what?
In her cups.
In her cups.
Bit half cut.
Oh,
drunk.
Sloshed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Intoxicated.
Three sheets to the wind.
Oh, just like me right now.
Oh, God, Cotney.
God, Cotney. Yeah, I don't know if there's much. Okay, while that's happening, Clover's just going to whisper to Tariq. Are you okay?
I've been better. I'm sorry.
Look, it's okay. Everything happened really fast. I know you did your best.
Yeah, my best almost got all of you hurt. I wasn't thinking right, and I almost got you in trouble.
We're all here, and she kind of stops and looks at what's... She's, like, about to say, and we're all fine, and then she looks at what's happening and just trails off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's all you're getting from me.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I'm just... I'm wondering how stupid I want to be.
Pretty stupid, I'd
say.
This
you want to be finale.
Pretty stupid? It's the finale.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I might... not in spite of, but I am my own person, and it's a resolve to not do what her mother says. I think I'm going to try and evade and observe using my lesser stat.
Okay.
Like, as her mother's saying, fight me, she's just like, I am better than you.
It's funny you say that, because your mother is also evading and observing. Which means you will act first.
Damn
so
it. We are so actually alike.
You are actually your mother's daughter.
Yeah. So clear one fatigue, roll with creativity or harmony.
I like this idea of frustrating your mother into making a mistake, though.
That ain't it, Chief. I roll a 5.
Ouch. You get to clear the fatigue anyway.
I'll clear it, but I don't get to do anything to it.
Well, you can then spend the fatigue to do something if you wanted to.
You can.
Yeah, for a miss roll, at least you got something.
Yeah.
What would you like to do? You can spend the fatigue. You clear a fatigue. You can spend by shifting your balance away from center to act as a basic action.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
To use a basic technique. So test balance, bolster or hinder, commit.
I don't want her to unbalance me. Mm. Then I'm out. I lose this. Then who knows what happens.
I will note that she is evading and observing.
So she's clearing the fatigue. Well, she's clearing her own
fatigue.
She's
clearing a fatigue, and she could also technically test your balance. And so if you, strategically speaking, if you went to 3 to use your thing...
Yeah, she could just...
could then just tip you over the edge straight away.
That's what I mean. I don't want to do that.
I think you have to stumble.
I just have to take it. I'll obviously, clear the fatigue, but I cannot attack her.
Okay.
Do you want to describe how you fumble?
It's literally just trying to evade the flurry of blows. She is pinned kind of back into a corner, only looking forward, and so she cannot really ready herself for an attack. She can't do anything except right now evade the blows. She's gritting her teeth and not attacking back, but that's taking everything she's got.
Your mother is evading and observing as well. That first flurry of the fire whip and the quick strikes has left you both wary of each other. You're doing exactly as she taught you, and she knows that's good practice, so she's doing it as well. Instead of following up to finish you off, she steps back and looks at you intently. She tests your balance. Now,
yes,
she believes that your principles are tradition and progress.
Well, she can believe that all she likes.
Now, because she doesn't know what they are, she is going to test and ask.
And if she gets it, I have to answer.
She doesn't. So what it is, if ask what that principle is, they must answer honestly. So simply put, she steps back and says, if you are going to abandon your family and the Fire Nation, then what do you stand for, child? What are you? And you have to say both of those principles.
I stand for action and for the strength to forgive others, even those who might not deserve it. Like you, Mother. If only this was a
that
live stream.
That deserves a drink if anything else did.
You can see everyone clicking their fingers. Well,
top of the initiative. Okay. Ellen, what are you doing? I've got mine locked and loaded.
Beat her up.
Yeah, I've got to advance an attack, right? Yeah. We've danced around it too long.
Yeah, do it.
It's Agnikai. Come on.
All right, calm down.
Do some of those cool sweep kicks that they do.
That I've heard the Fire Nation does so well.
Yeah. I'm glad one person heard that.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
We didn't hear. Sorry.
It's all right.
It's our little secret.
We'll hear it in the episode.
That's better.
10.
Nice.
Ooh. Well done. Well rolled.
Another clutch performer.
Well, it's more just I spent the points. I spent all the points instead of having cool kicks, like you said. Getting bigger rolls.
Getting it done.
One fatigue for learned, one practiced, or two basic or mastered. Can you double up? Can you strike and strike?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. You take it.
It's literally Thank the you. Same one that's on top there.
It's late in the day.
I'm stressed.
We're getting there.
Okay. The highlighting did its job. My eyes only are drawn to the highlighted information. Fair. Yeah, let's use two basic techniques.
Great.
I have to. I don't have any learned ones. I don't know why I spent so long thinking about that. Okay, so I will definitely strike.
Okay.
And I will pressure again. So as she is pinned into a corner, her kind of arms, her arms raised around her head, just stealing herself from the flurry of blows that her mother has sent her, she will just release them, sending basically like a huge X of flame.
Oh, nice.
back at her mother with an amazing force.
Yeah, for sure.
So
you're striking?
Means, yep, she'll mark two fatigue.
Or a condition?
A condition or they shift balance. Her balance.
Yeah.
Her choice.
Well, she will take a condition.
That is actually so dope to be like, everyone deserves forgiveness, even you.
Well, they're still Agnikai.
Exactly.
Yeah, I still have to win. And I think I am going to pressure her to not advance an attack.
Okay.
Same, but, you know, different.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. She's going to clear a fatigue as she continues to evade and observe.
Now she's going to test your balance.
She's going to try and test my balance, yeah.
Should have stopped her evading. That's what she should have done.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda, right?
Yeah.
Don't backseat Agnikalar.
Oh, sorry. No, sorry.
It was just a funny phrase.
No.
Or armchair Agnikalar.
Yeah.
Agnikai.
What did I say?
Kalar?
Agnikalar.
Yeah.
So, who's
You're
this?
A flaming galar, mate.
I was going to keep drinking.
I did think she was going to do that, but I think she's just a stronger fighter. So
yeah.
I was wondering if she was going to.
She's being quite
back.
Tactical.
She is going she to is. Test your balance.
Okay.
As you strike. After saying forgiveness even for you, she dances back, being hit by your strike. And under constant pressure, she calls out, "You call this forgiveness? This seems like bloodlust. This is like a firebender in you. You haven't changed at all. You're a creature of action, a puppet of my disposal, an extension of the Fire Nation itself."
Because that's evade and...
That is an evade and observe.
I can't react to that. Can
it is a test balance. My character already knows your principle.
Yeah.
Instead, they shift their balance away from center by questioning or challenging your beliefs or perspectives.
So you go to plus three, I think.
You can resist shifting your balance.
Oh.
I'm on plus one.
You can resist shifting your balance if you choose.
If I mark, if I mark a fatigue.
Yeah, on a hit, you maintain your current balance in spite of the words or deeds. On a 10 plus, choose two. On a 7, 9, choose one. Clear a condition or mark growth. Shift your balance towards the opposite.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
The direction, learn what their principle is. If you have one, if you're an ONA, take one forward against them. On a miss, they know just what to say to throw you off balance. Mark a condition and you shift twice.
Oh, so missing is really bad, yeah.
Ellen.
Yes.
I mark a fatigue. I've already done that.
Yep.
You shift balance away, or you can resist it.
Resisting means that I will have to roll.
2d6.
Yep.
And it's a 50-50 chance, effectively, because it's a 7-up.
Yes.
You could go all the way off balance, or you could try and recenter yourself on the next turn.
When I roll, what do I roll with?
2d6.
That's it, no bonus.
That's it, no bonus.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Snyder's Return is a tabletop role-playing game interviews and actual play podcast. We interview content creators, Twitch streamers, and fellow podcasters, and we put out our own actual play using a variety of different systems. So come and join us, come and have a listen. You can find us on Twitter at Return Snyder. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, or check out our website at www.snidersreturn.squarespace.com.
You know, if you had Inspired right now...
I do.
You can spend it whenever you want to move your balance in whichever direction you choose.
Yeah, that'd be a really useful thing to be doing right now.
Handy if you had it.
That would take the risk of immediately losing a balance.
Yeah, so I can move that back.
Yeah,
to
man.
To center.
Not to center, towards center, for sure.
Yeah.
Not immediately to center, but you can take it a step away, for sure. So you're on, what's your current balance right now?
Currently plus one.
Plus one.
Yeah.
Okay. So plus
so
one.
If she moved me now, I would be plus two.
Okay.
To action.
Okay. Yeah.
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 That's why I didn't want to move it before, because then I would be on plus two. This move would have just like thrown me off, right? That she's doing now. So with the inspiration, I can just negate that.
Yeah. If you'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just choose not to resist it.
Yeah.
You just use the inspiration.
Yeah.
Great.
Absolutely. Yeah. She will just look at her mother, this frenzied woman that, to be honest, she knows, and there's not that much to her. She's gonna kind of look at her with pity.
Ooh.
Say, "You don't know me at all, and I'm sorry for that." I'm gonna move into my next
next move. I've declared mine.
I do feel for you, Ellen. It's so quick when it's just the two of you.
Yeah. You don't have time to
plan.
I don't. I've been effectively just thinking about how I was going to get myself out of this situation.
Mm.
And she has chosen to mark conditions. She hasn't really even taken that much fatigue. Maybe. I don't know. Chris is being evasive with his eyebrows.
Yeah, it's great.
He's Chris evasive.
We're into the meat and potatoes of a system, and I love it.
Yeah.
The other strategy you could try and employ is what she's doing to you.
Yes, to shift her balance, which I do know.
Yeah.
I tried that already. My creativity is my worst stat.
Yeah.
You can use harmony, which is your second worst stat.
Yes.
sorry. Harmony is my most worst stat. At least creativity, I have a plus one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay. Not bad.
That's right. You bolted your stats pretty well,
It's not bad, but
didn't
it's
you?
Not...
It's not right. Passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't passion.
Frack it. Let's try it anyway. What
are you looking to do?
Let's evade.
Okay, you're evading? Well, yeah. I'm defending and maneuvering, so I go first. I am retaliating.
Ah.
Go for it. What are you evading? Go and roll your evade and maneuver.
Great.
Clear a fatigue for yourself.
I want to move her balance.
Clear a fatigue for yourself because you're evading and maneuvering.
Good for you.
Thanks. All right, 11.
Great.
Nice.
Do it twice.
Yes, well, I want to test her balance. So I will be doing two basic techniques. The test balance, since, again, it is true. I am my mother's daughter, for whatever that means, and I know her principle is tradition. Just trying to think of something that would throw her off. For all your talk about tradition, firebending, you haven't even attacked me once. Mother, maybe you're not capable of being a Fire Nation general.
Great.
I'm terrified.
Scared, Potter.
So
I still have my other basic move.
Yeah, what's your other basic move going to be?
Hinder, impede a nearby character inflicting an appropriate status.
What in status are you going to inflict?
Good question.
For Ellen to win, does she have to inflict every status and all fatigue?
No,
or
all
knock
fatigue
off
and conditions, or knock her off balance.
Yeah.
Okay. Or all fatigue and conditions.
Yeah.
Or knock her off balance.
Correct.
Yeah. Gotcha. Same way PCs get knocked out of fights.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, I guess for you, Ellen, it's like you'd be wanting to pick one of those strategies and then trying to stick that. Yeah, like whether it's knocking off balance or...
Yeah, I think we're doing the balance,
yeah,
right?
That's what it feels like. Nice. Yeah, you're trying to push each other over the edge.
It's a test of wills.
Can you like melt the sand under her feet and trap her?
Yeah, with fire, potentially. Otherwise, I was thinking just impaired, but that's not going to stop her from evading. That's a -2 to all physical actions.
So for NPCs, choose one fewer technique. So
just -2 is just for PCs. For NPCs,
right,
it's different.
They just don't get as many techniques.
Yeah, let's try it. Let's try trapped. Let's try it.
Yes. I did trapped for our first fight, and it was pretty effective.
Describe to me how you're going to trap her.
I want to...
Because it does have to be appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping to basically melt the earth so that she's going to kind of like fall into it.
It's too much, I'm afraid.
Okay.
You aren't a master firebender.
Can you encase them in like a fiery cage?
I could.
That's better.
Fireball.
She is a firebender though.
Yeah.
It's you can't fight fire with fire.
No.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Is it against the rules of Agnikai to use, like, bits of this? Could you, like, you know, throw some lumber at her?
Well, it certainly would be dishonourable. They still get burnt. Like, firebenders have still gotten burnt all the time, so you could encase her in
it
a
fiery...
An Agnikai is supposed to end when one combatant gets burnt.
Yeah.
So you could put her in a fiery cage and that traps her because she doesn't want to get burnt.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Let's try it, because it's a test of wills.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
So she would have to use significant, you know, willpower to break mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, she is going to, as you trap her in fire, she begins bending it away, sweating profusely. The fatigue is setting in, but she's still got a bit left.
Oh, by the way, when you used your test balance, that costs you a fatigue.
And also, did you inflict...
Ellen. Yeah.
Did Ellen just inflict fatigue on her?
Yes.
Does that with and that trapped. Does not and that means she gets one back because she was in retaliate
Thank
mode.
You. Yeah. It's actually two instances. You use two basic attacks. Yes. So you use test balance and
retaliate's my jam. Yeah.
So Ellen, you took one fatigue by testing balance.
Yes.
And then you take two fatigue, one from the test balance and one from the hinder, as my character retaliates.
Great.
Yeah. Yep.
Was not that one of those fatigues cleared from...
Initially, yeah.
No, okay. Because that's the top of the action.
All right.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So you should still have... You should minimum have three fatigue.
Yep. Yep.
Ouch. This is a lot. It's emotionally taxing.
That
sorry,
collective
guys.
Sigh was amazing. All three of you just went... Oh!
Okay. Ellen, I'll give you the heads up.
Yep.
I'm fairly certain this will be the final moment.
Okay.
Okie dokie. One way or another.
Oofed.
Just got to check a technique.
How you going, Chris? The three of us, we're just sitting back here.
That's
like,
great.
Yeah.
It's a nice little, like, this is a little TV show.
I'm like, Clover's like patting Tariq on the arm. I think he's like kind of sitting up a bit straighter.
Slowly getting his bearings a little bit better.
Yeah.
Maybe understanding that he's watching in Agna Kaya now.
But, yeah.
My dad and I are like, ooh, oof.
Ooh. Yeah, appreciating the fighting and the technique.
Hey, Chris, make sure you prepare that move called... You're about to lose, Chris.
The storyteller doesn't lose.
It's a custom move that I just made.
It's a collaborative story.
Damn it, Sean, you're right.
I put it in the book.
Evade and observe is my only option to move her balance.
Yeah, it's the only way to move her balance, yeah.
Because it can happen in strike, but that's only if they choose. And she's not going to freaking...
Choose
to fall. I choose to let you win.
I'm going to choose to go... Nuts.
I'm going to choose to fall off my balance track.
Okay.
Don't ever expect that.
Here we go. What's yours, Ellen?
It has to be evade and observe is my only way to knock her off balance.
Okay. Advance and attack is what your mother picks. She recognizes what you're doing and seeks to unsteady you faster. She moves fast. A flurry of blows. The trap of fire that she was surrounded in has been leveraged, and she starts throwing it back fast and loose, screaming at you. Attack! 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 Fight, you coward! Move your balance away from center towards action as she uses disorientate.
Oh, okay. Do I not get to combat then?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. That's an immediate move. All right, I am plus one to action.
She marks a fatigue for doing that.
Did she have to spend a whole bunch of fatigue to get rid of the trapped condition?
Yep.
Or
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's what that flame comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That's what
she was bending to then throw back at me.
What's your... What are you on?
Evade and observe.
What's your balance on out of curiosity?
Oh, it's a plus... plus one to action.
Plus one to action only?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she deflected
it. Because I used my inspire.
Yeah.
I think it should be at plus two. I think you've missed one somewhere, but...
I was counting. It should be at two, I think.
I thought you were at two.
I think it's a two, personally.
I did think you were at two because you were like, oh, if I put myself to plus three, she's going to knock me off.
No, that's why I didn't choose to take that.
Okay, you were always on
a
plus one. You didn't want to make yourself to be plus two.
Because if I made myself to be a plus two, then I'm like, well, the next round she's going to knock me off. That was a
so you took fatigue instead.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Oh, was that from a
That was from a previous.
Was that from a test balance?
Test balance.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get to pick
the.
Yeah, you don't get to pick the fatigue.
Oh, so you are.
No, I think it was from me. Okay, I could be wrong.
Sure.
I'm fairly sure, but I'll move it to plus two if you think that's more apt.
I think you're at plus two.
Okay.
From my.
You're still pretty safe
counting.
At plus two because you have to get plus four before you fall off.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
All right. You mark a fatigue off your sheet because you are in invading and observing.
I think you can win a fight like this.
And then you roll.
Eight.
Ugh. Nice. Good.
Good.
And what would you like to do?
Shift her balance.
What would you like to say?
You are trapped, mother. Trapped by your own weak principles. You are blinded to think that there is only one way of doing things. And that is why you will fail. You are not strong enough to fight.
And with your firebending?
I think I just want to have fire in my palm. Not a huge burst. Just controlled. And just singe her shoulder. marking the end of the Agni Kai as she is burnt. The dishonor will sting more than the flames ever could.
Yeah.
Your mother looks down at her shoulder and just breaks down.
No! Not you! My own daughter!
I am sorry that in the end, I'm not your daughter. I am my own woman. And you should have respected that. I'm not your plaything. Maybe one day you'll see that, mother. But I suspect it's a long, long time from now. I believe the Agni Kai is over. Woo!
You have been listening to Homeland, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Avatar Legends, the role-playing game, was created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Incorporated.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.